A crowd of 100,000 marched through the streets of Milan, occasionally breaking out in the Italian anti-fascist anthem, Bella Ciao. The spark for the demonstrations was Israel's interception of the Samud flotilla attempting to bring humanitarian aid to Gaza. Among the 470 activists Israel detained were more than 40 Italians, including four members of parliament. Israel's interception put even more pressure on right-wing Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni.
Enough is enough. What is going on in Gaza is something we cannot stand anymore.
Francesco said the vast majority of the Italian population is opposed to Israel's war on Gaza. They're also at odds with the Italian prime minister, who continues to support Israel and has declined to follow the lead of several other European governments, which have recognized Palestine and spoken out against Israel's slaughter in Gaza.
We're here to pressure the government to act as a real government, not as they're doing right now, because it's unjust. They should protect the Italian people on the flotilla.
Meloni sharply criticized the strikers and belittled their motivation, saying they just wanted to enjoy a three-day weekend. Simonetta, though, said strikers were making a financial sacrifice to demonstrate against Israel and Italy's prime minister.
Because our government said that we wanted a very long weekend, so we are here because in this way we are on holidays, but they don't pay us when we participate in strikes.
Simonetta came to the protest with her 15-month-old son Matteo in her arms and a handmade sign. Can you tell me what your sign says?
Fate silenzio quando I bambini dormono, non quando muoiono.
Meaning, keep quiet when babies are sleeping, not when they're dying.
Their kids are not less important than our kids.
Italian trade unions and other activists stage protests in more than 100 cities. I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA News in Milan, Italy.